You're listening to SBS News.
For 8 years, they kept an Indian-born grandmother as their slave, while paying her just over $3 a day in return for round-the-clock care and total control. In April, Kumuthini and Kandasamy Kannan were each convicted of two slavery charges, and today their fate was sealed, with Mrs. Kannan, who was found to be more morally culpable, jailed for 8 years. Her husband was jailed for 6. Victorian Supreme Court Judge Justice John Champion today slammed their behaviour as a crime against humanity.
You both grossly exploited a vulnerable person for which you should be ashamed. You paid her meagre remuneration.
The victim met the Kannans at a family event in India in 2004, where she stayed with them twice before visiting Melbourne on a tourist visa in 2007. She was then enslaved by the pair until 2015, when she was found by authorities malnourished and with untreated diabetes. The ambulance was called by Mrs. Kannan, but only after she had taken her children to a concert, leaving the victim lying on the bathroom floor. Weighing just 40 kilograms, the woman was admitted to hospital as a Category 1 patient, where treating doctors described her as fading away. She's now receiving care at a Melbourne nursing home, but Judge Champion says the effects of her anguish will last a lifetime.
She will continue to suffer long-term effects from uncontrolled diabetes and complications arising from her reduced state of health in 2015. And she will require the catheter for the rest of her life.
While the court heard that this is the first case of its kind to be heard in the country, experts are hoping it'll bust the widely held misconception that slavery doesn't happen in countries like Australia. Anti-Slavery Australia Director Jennifer Byrne says modern-day slavery is subtle.
People are threatened and coerced and bullied and kept under control through a whole lot of very subtle means. Although they're not necessarily physically chained, they are really bound in just the same way as if they were bound in chains.
She says since 2004, there have been 31 convictions for such offences. Mr. and Mrs. Kannan will be eligible for parole in 3 and 4 years respectively, but the court noted their lack of remorse throughout the case. Hashela Kumarawansa, SBS News.